Even before the terrorist attacks last week, Washington considered Osama bin Laden to be public enemy number one. He's under federal indictment for allegedly masterminding the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa. NPR's Melissa Block reports now on what's known about how bin Laden controls his network and how directly he can be linked to the airliner attacks.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today made it clear that while Osama bin Laden is the main target of U.S. reprisal, so too is his widespread terrorist organization called Al-Qaeda, or the base, and more.
Our adversaries are not one or two terrorist leaders, even a single terrorist organization or network. It's a broad network of individuals and organizations that are determined to terrorize and in so doing to deny us the very essence of what we are, free people.
Those who've studied bin Laden's network agree that it's a widely dispersed conglomerate of cells in dozens of countries around the world. Kenneth Katzman, who studies terrorism for the Congressional Research Service, calls bin Laden the terrorist equivalent of a corporate CEO.
I view it as a very decentralized coalition where various plots and initiatives bubble up from the field, and then ideas get circulated and get up to bin Laden for his approval or disapproval.
And Katzman says any major operation, like last week's terrorist attacks, would have to have bin Laden's blessing to proceed.
It's obvious that as the boss of this network, if he's approving all these operations and presumably funding them, then these operations are coming from him.
Terrorism experts agree that the imprint of Osama bin Laden is clearly visible in the airliner attacks. Daniel Benjamin served on the National Security Council in the Clinton administration and is now senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It's not clear to me that bin Laden would have had much of a role in day-to-day planning, but I think at the end of the day, he gave the green light. This is such an extraordinary plot, so catastrophic in its damage. It's such a large part of his broader campaign against the West that it seems to me he must have played a pretty central role.
The most direct evidence linking bin Laden to terrorist acts was presented in the embassy bombings case in New York. One of the defendants in that case, Ali Mohammed, reached a plea agreement with the government. Mohammed told the court that bin Laden directed him to conduct surveillance on targets. He said bin Laden personally reviewed his surveillance film, and Mohammed said bin Laden pointed to a photograph of the American embassy in Nairobi and indicated where a suicide bomb truck should enter. In this case, the bin Laden connection is likely blurrier, according to Juliet Kayyem, terrorism expert at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
I think there's no smoking gun here. You know, if the plan is we try to capture him and bring him to court, I'll tell you the truth, I don't think that's the plan here. You would need a lot of evidence linking him directly, like the evidence that you had in the Africa embassy bombing. But that's not our intention here.
Bin Laden's pattern has been to deny direct responsibility for terrorist attacks while at the same time glorifying their outcome. Again, Daniel Benjamin.
If he claimed he were responsible, then he would be running into a problem with the Taliban's line that, in fact, he's done none of these things, he's being falsely accused. So there is a consistency in his line. He's at once associating himself with the attacks but disassociating himself from material involvement.
This week, bin Laden denied he was involved with the airliner attacks. Bin Laden has also denied any connection with last year's attack on the USS Cole that killed 17 American sailors. But several months later, he boasted, "The pieces of the bodies of infidels were flying like dust particles. If you had seen it with your own eyes, your heart would have been filled with joy." In interviews, bin Laden has also disavowed any connection with the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993, and he's denied knowing Ramzi Youssef, who was convicted of masterminding that attack. Speaking to CNN in 1997, bin Laden warned the United States to, quote, stop provoking the feelings of Muslims. He went on, prophetically, the U.S. will drive them to transfer the battle into the United States. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.